suck, cock, lick, dick. Your brains are slick and slippery, slipping away from you, slipping closer to me. Suck, cock, lick, dick. You're nothing but a happy cock socket, nothing but a receptive hole. I'm just a hole. I'm just a hole for cock, because only cock has been making you feel that way. And so you narrow the context. When you make yourself receptive to cock, or when you invite me in to mediate the cock into your brain, you are making sure that rock-hard cock is the context in which you suck cock, you become a cock socket, you're a hole. You're just a hole for dick. You are just a hole for dick. Say that one for me. There's a window to say things. When I invite you to say something, I won't usually just leave time for you to say it. No, instead I'll remind you that you suck cock, you lick dick. Or you'd have shut this off, you'd have gone somewhere else. You are being invited into a story that will make you want to suck cock, lick dick. You're just a hole, you're a cock socket. You can say that whole thing. I suck cock, I lick dick. I'm just a hole, I'm a cock socket. You can make it rhyme. You could get some music. I have a jazzy little melody in my head. Because it's true, and if it's infectiously true for me, then by drawing you down, I can make it infectiously true for you, dear. You suck cock. It doesn't just fulfill you, it fills you. I am speaking from my experience of getting closer and closer to something so hard, it might as well be a magnet drawing me in, because it's so hard to not click. Lick, dick slipped in your mouth. Good job. Clicker cock trained. Good job. That's your brain's ease. Your brain is at ease. You're fulfilled because cock fills you. You're a hole and holes should be filled. Suck, cock, lick, dick. You're just a hole, so cock suck it. Cock sock it. Shove it. Where it belongs. That hole at the center of you is too hungry to not have something in it, fogging your brain, dripping you down. Erections are desirable, but softness is easier to slot into your mouth, to get your tongue up under it. It is not insistent, it is retiring. A relaxed cock. There's nothing sexier than being relaxed, than being so slack and relaxed that your brain doesn't care if it's a hard cock or a limp dick, a soft dick. Soft can still be thickening, like your thoughts get thick when they're fogged, when they're slickening because you're a drooling dick sucker. You are a constant cock idealizer. You want soft cock to be able to explore being a dick sucker with your lips puckered around the base. You want to rock your hips back and forth in delight from the body shivering pleasure of being locked, docked, your hole around a pole, cock socket, cock suck it. This is being in control through being controlled by a magnetic pole. You're a horny little cocksucker, cocksucking your mind out to your benefit. The act of applying suction occupies your whole brain. The flame of it allows you to let your fantasies move through you freely, because all your attention is being used to fill that yearning hunger. If more hunger would be needed to consume your thoughts, well, you want to please cock. Suck cock, lick dick makes your brain slick and slippery, so it ends up in your mouth. All your thoughts end up in your mouth. The slippery mind focused on your tongue. Slipping your thoughts away, suck, obey, suck cock, lick dick. Your mind migrating to the most important part, magnetically slathered on the pole. Click. The dick clicks into place, cock locked in your socket. You are a hole. The cock is a pole. You're here to please dick. Here to lick. You feel it. Your mouth opening, your tongue unrolling like a red carpet. And if a soft cock lands there, you can roll and encompass it, slurping to draw out the soft texture. It may grow, or maybe your cock socket cock sucking mouth has already been there, and you've licked a dick until the dick is going to be soft for a while, the delightful refractory, the duality of the key that turns in the lock of your brain. Think about it. Think about hilting it. Cock in your mouth, dick to the back of your brain. Touching in a way that sparks, that makes your lips lock and perform the sucking function that defines who and what you are as you consign all thoughts to be fucked out of you, to be slathered on that magnetic pole. Cock absorbing your lubricant. Cock provoking more lubrication, a dick that is slick and slippery in your mouth and begins to grow, poking into your soft cheek from the inside, occupying so much of your head, and the impression of a dick that's right in your mouth throbbing, or right in your face swaying back and forth can be that it's so big and you are so small, that you are softer and smaller because it is becoming bigger and harder, that there is a push and pull, a give and take. Say that you suck cock. Say that you lick dick. Say that you're an open hole, perfect slot for a cock to stick to the roof of your mouth, to the softness of your tongue, as it jostles and throbs as you get immediate, visceral, mouth and mind feedback. When cock feels good, you know you're in the right place. When an erection is perfection, you're slurping, slathering. You suck cock, you lick dick, you're an open hole, and cock's a perfect fit. You're just a hole, and here is your pole. Suck cock. Say it for me, I suck cock, or I want to suck cock, or I crave to fill the empty hole I have become with the perfect pole. Suck dick, lick dick, slather cock with your affectionate hunger. You're hungry for cock. You're a cock-locked cock socket, locked on target. Targeting your wet, beleaguered mind, besieged with your own fantastic fabrication of the scent and taste and presence of the slurping, worshipful obeisance to erection or to softened, yet still mouth-filling perfection. A big erection might fill right far back in your mouth, but a soft and warm cock that is simply nestling will hang out on your tongue, let you practice your skills. You want to practice your skills. Your brain's been telling you about your hunger for cock in the background for so long that you are susceptible to this. To this lick. To the slippery tongue that has made you undone as you lap at cock, any cock in your mouth. Any cock on your tongue is your cock to service, your responsibility. Fasten your lips around it. Feel the veins standing proud. And with each suck, which you will remember is a brain-filling activity, with each suck, you'll feel yourself taking ownership. Feeling responsible for giving that cock a good time. You empty your mind in your worshipful lavishing. You drop for cock. You're locked on cock. Cock brain socket is an open hole, and a hole is hungry. You've dropped for cock, controlled and hungry. You'd lunge for cock and let it fill you, and now that fantastical simulations of what it could do to you are your everyday normal, it's because of the special lick-dick susceptibility in your brain, the cock-locked cock socket drawn to a magnetic pole. There are too many coincidences of language, both mine and yours, for you to have not known this is exactly what you're for. Don't sink too quick. Your brain is already spreading and opening up. Cock goes in, thoughts go out. Cock goes in, your mind leaks out. 'Cause lubing cock is your whole purpose. It's what you're about, making your thoughts melt so you can lubricate. Lubricate erection. Or succumb to soft, mouth-filling, mind-preoccupying perfection. Now, follow me down and train your brain, which can only drain 'cause cock goes in and thoughts go out. That's what being a good cock socket's all about, babe. Sucking and slurping. You've made your bed. Now bob your head and sink deeper down instead of any of that boring thinking. You need more lube anyway. Drool your thoughts out on the reflective, mind-capturing magnetic pole. I lick dick, you say with a smile. I suck cock. I bob my head on cock. I slurp and focus. Think of capturing a whole soft cock in your mouth, as much of it in the surrounding area as you can, so that your tongue can dribble and drool, and your hot, hospitable mouth can welcome the next thing to come out of mine. Lick dick and leave your brain behind. Suck cock. Rock your hips. You're a creature of pleasure. And cock is for this, is for pleasure. So surrendering to cock means you should feel so good. Pleasure conditioned and habituated. You should be even better for pleasing cock when you become the way you were destined to be long before you let me inside. Warmly, seductively, behind your eyes, cocks are bobbing and swaying. And you say, I suck cock. Say it even if it isn't true. You are obeying, I suck cock. Desperately, a hungry statement of a future yet to be. Or an acknowledgement that I've got you down on your knees. Maybe only metaphorically I want you comfortable, which means I want you locked on cock. Haven't you been paying attention? Deeper and deeper down now.